Deanne Mercier joining me from the YMCA. You're one of my favorite people, Deanne. This is awesome. I'm so happy that you're here.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you in person.
I know. This is so cool. I want to ask you first and foremost, because we're going to get into some of your summer camps. Oh, were you a summer camp person? Did you go to any?
I did go to summer camp. Some of my favorite memories from summertime were at summer camps.
What was it like? What was your favorite activity?
Oh, man. The camp I went to had a little creek. And
cute.
There was crawfish in the creek, and we could fish for the crawfish and play with the crawfish and stuff like that. It was down by Swift Current.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Neat, hey? Well, maybe they'll be able to do that at one of your summer camps this year, because you're here to talk about the YMCA summer camps, but there's actually two, right? So there's one in the city and then one out at Blackstrap. So tell us about the one in the city.
That's right. There's one in our downtown building, and it's a day camp. You can go all over the building. We have great crafts and activities and sports to do in our gym. And then we have the pool, right, that you get to go into every day. And so that's pretty fun activity to be able to work on your swimming, but also just have a great time with your friends.
Totally. And then the one that's out at Blackstrap, that's like a full date kind of thing as well, hey?
Yeah. And so we have buses that will pick kids up from a couple of locations around the city. And then the buses will drive them out to Blackstrap for the day and then drive them back at night. And this is your classic summer camp out on the Saskatchewan Lake, where you get to experience great things like learning to canoe and kayak and swim in the lake and archery and ropes courses and, just a fun time singing around a campfire and those sorts of things.
That was always my favorite summer camp thing, was doing the campfire thing at the end. And then the funny thing. I don't know if they did this at your camp, but there was always at the end of the last minute, the parents are coming to arrive, and then they would hold up the underwear they found through the week, whose underwear is this? Don't want to go home missing this one. And nobody wanted to claim them. And it was, even if it was yours, you're like, that one's gone.
Yeah, just throw it in the fire. We're done.
Losing that
That's
one.
That's good, yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that we're talking about summer camps and this kind of stuff. We're on the verge of this crazy, smarchy snowstorm.
The warm weather is coming. It must.
It will break through at some point.
Yeah.
So how can people register for these camps?
So registration opens April 9th at noon on our website. And you can sign up for a week at a time. So you can spend some time, if your kid wants to go multiple weeks, they can spend some weeks downtown, some weeks out at Blackstrap, or whatever combination that you would like. Part of the reason for offering these camps is to help provide childcare for our community through the summer, which is so incredibly important. The YMCA also runs 5 childcares in our community. We run before and after programs in 13 schools across the city. So we want to help out families in our community, and camps are just one part of that.
No, I think it's awesome. It's great that you guys are doing this, and it's a long summer. If you have the kids around at home all day as parents, I think we can both agree. Put them in a camp. Don't miss registering them for this.
Yes.
It makes for a long summer as a parent.
Yeah, and so the Y has run these camps for many, many years, and they could use a little bit of investment, especially the one at Blackstrap. And so this summer we're running the Blackstrap Shine On Summer Camp campaign. And we're just asking the community to think about supporting us when they might be looking at how they can get involved. Our camp is pretty rustic out there. And
it's a good way to put it, rustic. Hey, as we all age, we could use a little work around the edges.
Exactly, yeah. Hey? And as a charitable organization, we rely on the community's support to be able to provide these services. And we're just hoping that the community can help. We got to do things like improve the washrooms and the change rooms and those sorts of things that you always got to do every couple of decades.
And it's time.
It's time. And so, we're just hoping that the community will help us out.
I'm sure they will. Really appreciate you coming in and spreading the message here. You got the Blackstrap Shine On Summer Camp campaign. And, of course, the summer camp's getting ready to register for those information and all of this available, I'm assuming, on your socials and website and whatnot.
Yes, exactly. So you can go to our website at ymcasaskatoon.org. And we'd be great to have you this summer.